Last week's report from the chief weapons inspector in Iraq, Charles Dulfer, described widespread corruption in Iraq's oil for food program. And that, in turn, is leading to increased scrutiny of U.S. oil companies and individual energy investors who took part in the program. The Oil for Food program, begun in 1996, allowed Iraq to sell oil to pay for humanitarian relief. Charles Dulfer concluded that Saddam Hussein used the program for his own gain, illegally collecting some $11 billion through kickbacks and surcharges, money he used to buy weapons and build palaces. There are several investigations underway by the UN, Congress, and a federal grand jury in New York. Eric Lipton has been following the story for the New York Times. And Eric, U.S. companies bought a lot of Iraqi oil under this program. Can you describe how it worked?
There were a variety of ways that they ended up with oil that was ultimately coming from Iraq. In many of the cases, they were officially approved by the United Nations Oil for Food program to purchase oil that they had bid for the right to purchase, and then they exported it from Iraq and ultimately refined it and ended up in gas stations in the United States. Other time, oil that had perhaps been smuggled out of Iraq, circumventing the official program, had then ended up on the world markets, and then perhaps they purchased it. And then there's a question as to whether or not any of the companies directly negotiated with Saddam Hussein to try to get special allocations from a list that he was keeping secretly.
Now, of those possible methods that you describe, which ones are legal, which ones are not?
It's really the question as to whether or not any of the United States oil companies or any United States citizens that were in the oil business had any direct relations with the Iraqi regime and were trying to sort of go outside of the UN system to get special allocations. That's the question that I think investigators are focusing on.
The Dulfer report that we mentioned, the report that was released publicly, had the names of U.S. companies and individuals blacked out, but those names are now leaking out. Who is named in the report?
The major U.S. oil companies named are Chevron, Mobil, and Texaco. And then there's some smaller companies called Coastal Petroleum out of Texas and Bay Oil. And then there's a couple of individuals, including a man named Oscar Wyatt, who's an oil trader and big businessman in Texas.
Now, as I understand it, at least some of those names were known previously in connection with the federal grand jury investigation in New York, so we shouldn't be shocked to find them also in the Charles Dulfer report,
yeah,
I suppose.
They're entirely consistent, in fact. The same companies and individuals who received subpoenas earlier this year from the grand jury in Manhattan are those that have turned up on this list, and I'm sure that it's not a coincidence.
And what do the companies or those individual investors say about their involvement? How do they defend that?
So far, it's really the biggest public companies that have been commenting, and they've asserted that everything they did was appropriate and that any oil, they don't deny the fact that they were importing a fair amount of oil from Iraq. Approximately 7% of U.S. imports during this period at a certain point were coming from Iraq. They're denying that they had any kind of special connection with the Saddam regime to try to get extra allocations.
And the individuals that are named?
The individuals have not publicly commented. They have declined to take reporters' phone calls and have just been basically silent.
I've read that some of those individuals who are named in the report had campaigned to get rid of Iraqi sanctions completely.
Yeah, one of the names that shows up on this list, again, is a gentleman named Oscar Wyatt, who all the way back to the beginning of sanctions in Iraq had been opposed to them and felt that there's all this oil in Iraq and that there shouldn't be these restrictions on it being exported to the United States. He has asserted that he has worked through the official sanctions program and was respecting the rules.
What kind of wrongdoing, especially in the criminal probe underway in New York, what kind of wrongdoing would these investigators be looking for? Can you think of a for instance?
For example, among the things was a requirement that the Saddam Hussein imposed on some of these people that were on this special secret list of vouchers for oil, that they pay a bribe, in essence, to Saddam that was a surcharge on the oil. And he would only give them this additional allocation if they paid a bribe. And there was hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes that were ultimately paid that were outside of the approved UN program. If a U.S. company paid a bribe, that would be improper. If a U.S. businessman paid a bribe, that's something I'm sure that investigators are looking at.
Grand jury proceedings are always cloaked in secrecy. Any idea of how far along that investigation is?
Other than the fact that there was a subpoenas this summer, that's as much as we know, and we haven't heard much detail about what wrongdoing they might be trying to identify.
Eric Lipton is a Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Eric, thanks very much.
Sure, thank you.